by special recording, General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, and Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, presents The Lone Ranger. Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Away!
Yes, sir.
Get on your way.
Get on your way.
Get on your way with Wheaties.
You'll never get discouraged if you keep in mind champions are made, not born. Let's see how Tom Fears, pass catching end for the Los Angeles Rams, got on his way. At 12, Tom played football a lot, and many a bump is what he got. But he kept trying, never quit. And here's what helped to keep him fit. He ate his Wheaties every bit. Today, Tom sparks those touchdown drives. It's Wheaties still on which he thrives. Wheaties to Fears. There's a past combination that's been clicking steady now for 19 years. Real energy in Wheaties. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Okay, Tom, snag that pass.
Hey, hey, hey!
He's on his way, on his way. He's on his way, on his way. Get on your way with Wheaties. Cause champions are made, not born.
Yes, sir.
Get on your way.
Get on your way.
Get on your way with Wheaties. Breakfast of Champions.
Cash Renner was a moneylender and a lawyer in the town of Monument. Tall and thin to the point of emaciation, his skin was the colorless hue of a man who spent as little time as possible outdoors. His cadaverous face was set in grim, tight-lipped lines as he entered a cafe where two hard-faced men were engaged in a game of cards. One was a heavily bearded gunslinger named Flash because of his speed on the draw. The man with him was called Diehard. They looked up from their cards as Cash Renner approached their table.
I thought I'd find you two here.
Howdy, Cash. Where'd you steal the deputy's badge?
For the time being, I'm a lawman.
Who says so?
The sheriff deputized me so I could serve Clem Bates with an eviction notice. Bates hasn't paid me his mortgage, so I'm foreclosing.
Why doesn't the sheriff serve the notice? Is he afraid of Bates?
No. He's just too soft-hearted to throw Bates off his ranch.
Maybe he's just smart. Anyone who tries throwing Bates off his ranch is likely to stop lead.
I'm hiring you two to ride to the ranch with me.
Oh, so that's it. You want us to back your play?
Yes.
What do you say, Diane?
I'm thinking, Flash. If something happens to the sheriff, Renner'd be top lawman until a new sheriff could be appointed.
No, you're wrong, Diane. If anything happened to the sheriff, Deputy Sullivan would take over the sheriff's office.
Sullivan's out of town. With Sheriff Owen out of the way and Cash Renner to cooperate with us, we could do anything we wanted and get away with it before Sullivan comes back.
You're right, Diehard.
I hadn't thought of that.
You boys could pull something big before a new sheriff is sworn in.
Yeah, we could clean out the bank and a couple of other places in town and then clear out.
For a share of the loot, I could make sure no one follows your trail. You'd be able to make a safe getaway.
That's the idea.
Now, how will we get the sheriff?
We'll watch for our chance and let him have it.
You can have to get away with it here in town.
Yeah, we'll have to get him when he leaves town. How long are you to wear that badge, Cash?
Long enough to serve Bates with the eviction notice. Owens wants me to turn it in as soon as I get back from the barbie.
And he'll be expecting you to come to his office sometime this afternoon, huh?
That's right.
What would happen if you didn't show up?
He'd probably come after me to get the bench.
In that case, you leave town alone to go to Bates' place.
Not so fast. I'm not riding to the barbie alone. If Bates starts trouble...
You can let everyone think you're going to the barbie. You don't have to go there.
But I want that ranch.
And you'll get it. But you can take it over any time. The important thing now is to get rid of Sheriff Owen. To do it, you'll have to stay out of town till dark. And sneak back here. But make sure no one sees you.
If you're counting on me to kill the sheriff...
I'm counting on the sheriff figuring you had trouble with Bates. If he thinks you never got back from the bar B, he'll probably ride out there to find out what happened to you.
That's so.
How savvy your plan, Die Hard. When the sheriff leaves town, we'll follow him.
Right. When he's a safe distance from town, we'll let him have it.
What do you mean, a safe distance from town?
We don't want anyone to hear the shots.
Oh. And what about me?
As soon as the job's done, we'll report to you. Meanwhile, see that you stay out of sight.
Late that evening, Sheriff Owen went to Cash Renner's office to find out if Renner had served the notice on Clem Bates. Renner was not in his office, nor could he be found in any part of town. Fearing that Bates might have shot the moneylender, the sheriff decided to ride to the Bar B to investigate. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were traveling east toward Monument. In an effort to avoid being seen by anyone who would question the Lone Ranger's mask, they rode through the hills on a course that paralleled the trail to town. Suddenly, they heard gunshots on the trail below.
Who's Harvey?
I heard it, Tonto. Come on. We'll investigate that shooting.
Come on.
Turning their horses, the two men started downhill. When they emerged from the trees and reached the trail at the base of the wooded slope, the light of a rising moon revealed a riderless horse racing toward them.
Tonto, I'll look for his rider.
Meet stop horse. Get him up. Come.
As Tonto raced after the runaway, the Lone Ranger rode along the animal's back trail. A few minutes later, he drew rein and dismounted at the side of Sheriff Owen.
Oh, easy, steady, big fella.
The wounded lawman recognized him.
You,
Sheriff Owen.
Mister, it's you. I didn't know you were around here.
I'll look at your wound.
It dragged off, Dad Rabbit. I don't even know who shot me. How bad am I hurt?
Well, you've been hit twice.
One of the bullets hit the fleshy part of my arm.
The other's in your shoulder. I'll put a temporary bandage on the wounds now.
Reckon I'm lucky to be alive.
Steady while I bandage your shoulder.
Right. Where's Tonto?
Now, he went after your horse. He's coming back with it now.
I should have known better than to ride the critter. Gunplay always rattles him, but he's plenty fast.
Take it easy.
Both count. Both fella. Me get horse, Kimasabi.
Good work, Tonto.
Easy, Scott. Easy, fella. How bad Tonto hurt?
Well, not too badly.
Don't you know me, Tonto?
Oh, it's Sheriff Horn.
Yeah, that's right.
Tonto, see if you can find any trace of the ambusher.
Me savvy.
Meanwhile, I'll take the sheriff away from here. I'll help you mount, Sheriff, then we'll move off the trail and into the hills, where you'll not be a good target for another bullet.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Listen, I want you to hear a few seconds of an amazing record.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Recognize it? Notice how sharp and clear it is? But what's really amazing about this record of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is that I got it off the front of a special Wheaties box. There's an actual 5-inch plastic record sealed on the front of every one of these special Wheaties boxes I'm talking about. All you have to do is cut them out. These records play on any 78 RPM manually controlled record player. And listen, Take Me Out to the Ball Game is just one of the tunes you can get. There's also Pony Boy, Blue Tail Fly, Polly Wally Doodle, and others. and each record plays up to 60 seconds. So go down to your grocer right now and pick up the special Wheaties record box. Remember, these records are absolutely free of extra cost, a real bargain in fun.
Now to continue. A short time later, the Lone Ranger found a well-concealed campsite in the wooded hills. There, he built a small fire, and by its light, bathed and bandaged the sheriff's wounds.
There you are, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Where were you going when you were shot?
To the Barbie Ranch. Oh. A skinflint moneylender named Cash Renner went there this afternoon and didn't come back. I deputized the polecat to serve Clem Bates with eviction papers. But he was to come to my office and turn in the badge as soon as he'd served him.
Well, where's Deputy Sullivan?
He took a prisoner to Wellsville. I don't expect him back for a couple of days.
Then Renner's the only lawman in Monument.
No, he's not there. Leastwise, he wasn't when I left. For all I know, Clem Bates might have shot him. I've got to get going.
Steady, steady now. You'll have to stay here and rest a few hours at least.
I hate to admit it, but I reckon you're right. Oh, I meant to ask before, mister.
Yes?
What brings you to these parts?
An outlaw named Flash McCamey.
What's he look like?
I have handbills about him in my saddlebag. I'll show you one.
I haven't seen any handbills on the critter.
They were recently issued in Texas. They haven't reached this part of the country yet. Todd and I heard that McCamey had been seen in Monument, so we were heading for town to ask you about him.
There's a gunslinger named Flash in town, but I don't know his last name. Of course, he might not be the same man.
Well, here's the handbill. Take a look at it, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Do you recognize the description?
Let me see. Say, it fits that gunslinger like a glove.
And McCamey is in Monument.
He's there, all right. He pals around with a Jasper named Diehard. According to the handbill, McCamey's wanted for murder.
Yes.
Say, what's that?
It's probably Tonto.
You're right, it is Tonto.
Oh, Sheriff, came us out
here. Resting comfortably, Tonto, thanks to your mask, friend. Did you find any sign of the dry gulcher who shot me?
Me find tracks of two fellas.
Two men?
Tracks show them right away fast after shooting. Me think them head for town.
Doggone it, two fellas. They're heading back to town.
Me think it better to come here, tell what we know, then follow tracks.
I'll follow the tracks.
And what me do?
Stay with the sheriff.
Yeah, I'd rather Tonto would ride to the Bar B to find out what happened to Cash Rennie.
I don't like to leave you alone, Sheriff. The men who shot you might try again.
I think they figure they finish me. Anyway, I'm strong enough to handle my guns. I'll be all right till Tonto comes back. You see, the Bar B's only a half an hour's ride west of here.
What you think, Kimasabi?
I wish you'd do it, Tonto. I'm downright anxious to know why Renner didn't get back to town.
Me willing to go, but me...
It'll be all right, Tonto. If you'll hurry back here as quickly as possible.
Me hurry. Easy, Scott. Easy, Tonto. Get him up, Tonto.
Meanwhile, I'll head for town to look for the men who shot you, Sheriff. While I'm there, I'll get Flash McCamey.
Arrest the pool cat and get him out of circulation.
Well, I've no authority to make an arrest.
Gee, there's a spare deputy badge in my saddlebag. Get it out, mister.
Oh, very well, Sheriff.
I've carried the badge for several months. In fact, it's been in my saddlebag ever since I swore in a couple of towns to act as deputies when a local cowpuncher busted out of jail.
Here's the badge, Sheriff.
I'll lean over and I'll pin it on you.
All right.
Yeah, we are. Now raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to uphold and enforce the laws of Queen County and the town of Monument?
I do.
And I'm proud to deputize you to serve as an officer of the law.
Thanks, Sheriff. But the people of Monument may object to a masked deputy.
Pity, I never thought of that. Knowing who you are, I didn't give it a thought yet. I don't suppose you'd consider taking off the mask.
I'll do just that.
You will?
Yes, I have materials in my saddlebags to change my appearance. When I reach town, I'll keep out of sight. And then, if it's all right with you, I'll go in the back door of your office and assume a disguise.
Good enough. Here's the key to the office.
Thanks.
And I'm mighty glad the law will be in your hands.
Cash McKamey and Die Hard went directly to Cash Runner's office. As soon as he learned the identity of his callers, the moneylender unlocked the door, lit an oil lamp, and listened to their report.
We shot Owen, saw him fall from the saddle. We heard a couple of riders heading from the hills.
They must have heard the shot.
Did you see the riders?
Well, we saw them at a distance. We didn't stick around to get a closer look.
We cleared out before they saw us.
Was the sheriff dead?
I told you we saw him fall.
Your bullet might have knocked him from the saddle without killing him.
Yeah,
you should have made sure he was dead.
Take a chance on a couple of witnesses identifying us as the dry gulchers? No thanks, Cash.
If you bungled that shooting...
Listen to who's talking about shooting. We risk our necks to gun the sheriff while you hid here in the dark behind locked doors.
Besides, I know I hid Owen. Now that he's out of the way, we're heading for the bank.
Flash and Die Hard left Cash Renner's office and headed for the bank. But before they reached it, they had to pass the sheriff's office. As they approached the office, Die Hard exclaimed,
There's a light in the sheriff's office. Someone must be there.
I saw Sheriff Owen lock the place before he left town.
Yeah, he left it dark. Maybe somebody brought the sheriff's body in. Or Deputy Sullivan might have come back before we expected him.
Well, there's only one way to find out what the light means. Come on, Flash. We'll knock on the door. Inside the office, the Lone Ranger finished changing his features. Dungarees and an old shirt completed his disguise. He had just finished putting his own clothing into the saddlebag he carried into the office when there was a knock on the door.
Wonder who that is.
He crossed the floor quickly, unlocked and opened the door.
Hey, what?
The two gunslingers gasped in surprise when they saw the deputy's badge on his shirt. But if his presence in the office startled them, the Lone Ranger was even more surprised to find the man he had been seeking before him on the sheriff's doorstep. Dropping his hands to his sides, he said,
"Come in."
Thanks, mister.
I don't recollect seeing you around town before.
What's the meaning of the badge you're wearing?
It means I have authority to arrest you, McKamey.
Why, you...
Finish that draw and I'll break your arm.
Not a man on feet can outdraw me, mister. I'll kill you!
Quiet!
With his gun barrels not yet clear of their holsters, Flash McKamey stared in dismay at the Lone Ranger's leveled Colts. Standing beside Flash, Die Hard's hand suddenly froze halfway to his weapons.
Why, you got those guns out of leather before I finished my draw.
Your speed's overrated, Flash. Now, if you're wise, you'll drop those guns.
You're faster than I am.
A lot faster, Flash.
Well, I'll not argue with that kind of speed. I'll drop my guns.
What about you?
Well, I'd be loco to try drawing Die Hard.
Yeah, reckon you're right. Then take your guns from the holster slowly and drop them.
All right.
That's better. Now, McKamey, you're going to move over to that cell.
For what?
You're under arrest for murder.
You can't prove I shot the sheriff.
I didn't say the sheriff had been shot.
You said you were arresting me.
For the murder of two bank guards in Texas.
Oh. Flash, you jughead, you talk too much.
Yes, yes, a great deal too much. How'd you know the sheriff had been shot?
Someone told me.
No one in town knows about the shooting.
The gent who told us said that he'd found the sheriff.
I found Sheriff Owen.
Yeah, but there was someone else. Two men that...
Yes, as a matter of fact, you're right. There were two of us. But my Indian friend is in the hills west of town. There's only one way you could have known that two men found the sheriff.
Now, hold on, mister.
You were close enough to see the sheriff fall from the saddle.
I'm not admitting anything.
You don't have to. You'll hang anyway.
Well, I'll not go to jail alone.
Wait a minute, Flash.
For what? You can't drag me into that murder rap against you in Texas.
No, but I sure as sin can drag you into the sheriff's shooting.
You were there.
I didn't pull the trigger.
You were with me. And that lost shark's as guilty as we are.
You loco killer. You spoil everything.
Well, if you think I'll go to the gallows and let you and Cash Renner get away, you're loco.
What's Cash Renner got to do with it?
Renner and Die Hard were in on the scheme. The sheriff deputized Renner. We figured by getting rid of Sheriff Owen, Renner'd be top law around here for a few days. We didn't know the sheriff had another deputy.
Where is Cash Renner?
In his office down the street. He was going to share the loot we planned to get by robbing the bank.
Walk to those cells, and remember you're covered.
What are you going to do?
Put you two behind bars. Then go after Renner. This one's for you, Die Hard.
All right, mister.
But if I ever have the chance, I'll get Flash for putting me here.
If it's any consolation, you will not be tried for murder.
Eh? What do you mean?
Sheriff Owen is still alive.
What? Alive?
But you'll face trial for wounding him. Flash into this next cell.
I thought I killed the sheriff.
You didn't. That'll hold both of you while I get Cash Runner.
A short time later, a violently protesting Cash Runner joined his friends in jail. When he, too, was behind bars, the Lone Ranger wished it were possible to find someone to stand guard while he returned to the sheriff. But even as he considered the possibility, a buckboard came to a stop outside, and Tonto and Clem Bates entered the office. Between them, they carried the wounded sheriff. After placing the lawman on a cot in the corner of the room, Tonto explained what had happened.
When me reach Barbie Ranch, me ask about Cash Renner. Clem Bates say him not see Renner. Then me tell him about sheriff. Bates get buckboard, and we go place in hills where we leave sheriff.
As soon as Clem told me he hadn't seen Renner for a couple of weeks, I knew something was wrong, plenty wrong. Tonto and Clem put me in the buckboard and brought me here.
Well, how do you feel, Sheriff?
Weak, but downright grateful to you for rounding up these polecats. It was a slick scheme Renner had, and it might have worked if it hadn't been for you.
And now that your prisoners are behind bars, I'll ride to the territorial prison. As soon as Deputy Sullivan knows an emergency exists here, he'll come back on the double.
Right you are, mister.
Tonto will stay with you and help you perform your duties. Yep. Oh, here's your badge, Sheriff.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
I'll see you later, Sheriff.
Right. There goes the best deputy I ever had. Doggone it, I just wish I could think of a way to keep him here. Imagine what folks would say if they knew I was backed by the Lone Ranger.
Boxer Ben fights hard and fair, so in the ring you kids beware. He's dynamite because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
You know about Cheerios, how good Cheerios taste. And how this wonderful toasted oat cereal that's shaped like a little letter O is so good for you. A Cheerios and milk breakfast really starts the day right. It's real muscle-building food. Each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. They help to give you healthy nerves and muscles. So have Cheerios every morning. Then you'll hear people say,
he's feeling his Cheerios.
Ranger, a copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, is created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. Ranger is brought to you by General Mills every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. Be sure to listen. This recorded program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.